Page 42. Mumford & Sons. Meet the Gentleman of the Road. If you haven't heard Mumford & Sons, get online now, and they will blow your mind. Check out the songs The Cave or I Will Wait. Done? Maybe now you have an idea of how an infectious sound can spring a young British band to amazing heights. The group earned two 2013 Grammy Awards, and in 2012, their album Babel had the second highest new album sales. But Mumford's four unrelated members offer more than that. They invite you to join them. The Mumford Family Tree. They make fans feel at home and strive to make their music accessible online, keep ticket prices low, and tour as much as possible. "We're pretty intent on touring for the rest of our lives, really," claims Marcus Mumford, and they've already traveled around the U.S. 10 times. Their variety of locations also lets them grow the Mumford family tree, ranging from outdoor festival audiences of thousands upon thousands to smaller gatherings at indoor clubs. That's probably why throngs of American teens and British Prime Minister David Cameron, who requested they perform at the White House, named them their favorite band. Roots Across Borders. These London locals clearly have major followings in their home country and in the U.S. But what is it that appeals to both? The reason might well be that their style takes its cues more from American flavors than British. Folk and bluegrass tour companions, and recording in Nashville, Tennessee, America's country capital, may have won them their Best Americana Album Grammy nomination this year. At the same time, you can find allusions to Shakespeare, the Odyssey, and the Bible in their music. There truly is something for everyone. If they would claim anything about their style, it might be summed up in this: we're more about people than music. They don't even like the distinction between band and audience, but would rather that both be considered as one whole, one family. For now, Mumford & Sons just want to keep up their energy, their creativity, and the relationships they've found on the road. I feel like we've got a lot more to say. We haven't said a third of it, a half of it, an eighth of it yet, Marcus says. This writer, for one, can't wait to hear more. Word Bank. Blow one's mind. That movie's special effects were so cool, they blew my mind. Infectious. The infectious beat of that song makes me want to dance. Intent. The dog was intent on catching the cat. Throng. Throngs of reporters questioned the politician. Folk. Bob Dylan is one of the most well-known folk musicians in America. Country. Taylor Swift's songs often have a country flavor. Allusion. The president's speech made allusions to many classics. Sum up. Can you sum up your answer in a few words? More information. Grammy. Prime Minister. Bluegrass. Best Americana Album. Talk about it. If you haven't heard of Mumford & Sons, are you interested in them now? Why or why not? If you have heard Mumford & Sons, what do you like and dislike about them?